Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to this special episode of Chatting to People. Here we have some of the crew of Oz Nine Ships. Olivia, Madeline, Joe,
hey, Dr.
von Habersetzer.
It's good to see you all here.
Howard.
Hey.
Greg.
Howdy.
Jesse.
Hello.
Donna.
Hey there.
Felonius.
Hello.
And Dr. Theo Brome.
Yes, hello.
Now, Felonius, I'm going to start with you. If you could choose one song to play when you entered a room, what would it be and why?
Probably Beautiful Dreamer. It's one of my favourite tunes. I'm rather fond of the person who wrote it, as he tended to write about. It appeals to me.
Okay. Same question to you, Captain Jesse. If you could choose one song to play when you entered a room, what would it be and why?
Baby Elephant Walk.
Shut it.
I think maybe Darth Vader's theme. It always inspires me.
Not.
Oh, now we'll have to cut that because we'll have to pay for it.
Not that much.
It's okay, we'll play it backwards. Could you, Captain Madeline, could you describe life on the Oz Nine in sounds or song for us, please? About 5 seconds will do. I'm going to have to play that backwards again. Okay. Dr. Theo Brome, who would you rather be accidentally locked in an Oz Nine locker with, and why?
Oh, accidentally, it would have to be accidentally, because that kind of proximity is scary and spooky. I might say Colin, because I might feel better knowing I can't see him, even if I have to feel him. Ugh.
Superb, thank you. And same question.
Are you taking volunteers for this?
Are you offering?
No.
Okay. Well.
How big is this locker?
Not very big.
Maybe like a docking bay size. Then it'd be fine.
Okay. We'll put a pin in that one. Question to Dr. von Habersetzer. Who would you rather be accidentally locked in an Ozline locker with, and why?
Amongst the crew, who would I rather be locked into in a locker with? Oh, that's a good one. Not Greg, because he's big. He's a massive fellow. I would probably go with...
Please don't say Dr. Theo. Please don't say Dr. Theo.
I would say Joe, strangely. Figured out.
Joe? Why? Why, Joe?
Because he'd have lots of room.
Because
then
we might not take up so much room, or would we?
Superb, thank you. Narrator 2, which part of your human face is your favourite?
Oh, that's easy. The mouth.
And why?
Because you guys get to listen to me, because you couldn't listen to me if I didn't have my mouth.
And Donna, hello Donna.
Hey there.
What actor from the 2020s in human existence so far would play you and why?
Oh my. Well, I think I'd like maybe Chris Hemsworth. Because then I could spend some time with Chris Hemsworth doing dialogue coaching.
Joe, clean up aisle 4. Same question to whoever we heard from yet. Olivia.
Yeah.
Who would play you? Hello, Olivia. Who would play you?
Oh, don't be stupid. Nobody could play me. I mean, come on.
If we really had to force
you. Not just because I'm tiny and green either, but because I'm awfully clever in those sorts of There's no one. There's just who?
Jiminy Cricket is tiny and green.
Indeed. Thank you for that, Dr. Bromaine. And I wonder if, Joe, could you tell us your best joke, please? Try keep it clean if possible.
Sure. I got a couple. Well, I got one good one. One good solid one. This is a self-written joke, actually. It begins with the idea of, so we all know the old adage about, could God make a rock so large even he couldn't move it?
We all know that one.
So my version is, could God make a nightclub that's so exclusive even he couldn't get in? Come on.
Beautiful. Thank you. And
that's why I'm the janitor.
Thank you, Joe.
That's terrible. And, do you mind us making comments on other people's answers?
No, feel free.
Yeah, no,
it's really hard not to.
I can handle it. No, go ahead.
Wouldn't want anyone to belong to any nightclub that wouldn't have you as a member. Oh, that'd be good.
That sort of thing, yes, darling.
Don't make fun of my accent. You sound like a strangled Latvian.
You have no idea what a strangled Latvian.
And whilst we're with you, Jesse, where is the scariest place on the Oz 9 that you've found so far?
Anywhere within 5 feet of the albatross.
Bless her. May she rest in peace.
Yeah, whatever.
And what do you think will happen in your immediate future, Greg?
In my immediate future? Well... Mm-hmm. Honestly, I ain't thought much about that since I stopped being a bomb threatened to blow up every 30 minutes. But, well, I just sort of long for the ride right now. I mean, I haven't been sentient that long.
Okay, amazing. And, of course, we're missing dear Leet from our number and a few others here. Olivia, who is it that you're most fond of who's on the ship and why?
Fond of? let's see, am I fond of anyone?
Careful.
Not really, I mean, it's fun to watch, like, Howard and Emily going after Leet. That was amusing, and, I'm fond of Crew 9.
Fair
They're
enough.
They're sort of roaming around on the up bits of, oh, never mind.
And, Southers, we haven't heard from you. I forgot to introduce you earlier. Hello, Southers.
How you all doing?
We're good. As far as you're concerned, who
Sorry,
is...
just a second. Let me flush this thing. I'm quickly leaving the room. We're good. Go ahead. I'm sorry, your question.
Audio. Yes, who do you feel most threatened by in the Oz 9 crew?
Oh, who do I feel most threatened by in the Oz 9 crew? Let me see. Well, they're all a potential threat because I believe they're all commies. So there is the existential threat of the whole thing. But as an individual, I'd have to go with probably Narrator 2. That guy is dubious.
Okay. And any comebacks on that, Narrator 2? Anything you want to reply
to?
Just something. See, I'm looking. If you could see the goose pimples right
Everywhere.
Now.
Maybe he knows a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm. Here's a divisive question. Anyone want to jump in on Team Captain Madeline or Captain Jesse?
Madeline.
Careful.
Madeline.
Careful. I prefer Team Greg myself.
Thank you.
Me.
Yeah, we've
me.
Got a Narrator 2. You were keen to
Oh.
Share.
Madeline.
I've got to go visit Olivia.
Team Jesse hands
down. Oh, Brome, you are whipped, dude.
There we go.
Yes, absolutely. Team Madeline.
Groovy, are you sure about that?
Well, she's immune to my allure.
That's true.
She knows that 2 and 2 actually equals 4.
Let's see what Team Madeline's got in us.
Hey.
Before we start a proper fight, Howard, we didn't say anything to you yet. So where the fork are the night vision goggles, please, Howard? You have any idea?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Night vision goggles everywhere. At any moment, a night vision party could break out. Because it's a strange thing, and this is kind of this irony, that the thing that is supposed to improve your vision is the hardest thing to locate on the ship there.
Indeed.
Isn't that crazy? The ironies. They just keep piling up.
I have looked everywhere. Yeah. I have looked everywhere. There are no night vision goggles on this ship. There never have been, never will be. There are none.
I tripped over three crates just coming into this room.
Crates.
Don't deny the crates.
You people have nothing. You people don't.
I'm wearing a pair right now.
Captain Madeline, who would you want to take your SATs for you?
Oh, I'd take my own. I mean, come on. I'm a ship's captain. Hello.
Well,
I mean,
debatable.
Those things are a little benign. Let's be honest. They are incredibly benign, but I think I could probably handle it anyway. Yeah. I'm just saying.
And Dr. Theo, how do you feel about the word benign? How many times does it appear in your novel, may I ask? It benign?
No. Well, my novel is full of things that are just not benign. Full of
how
danger
boring.
And intrigue and
threats.
This is
a bit where we fade out the rest of the 10-minute thing that Dr. Theo then spoke about to intrigue. Come back in here.
Not
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Ich benign Berlin.
It means what you don't know what it means.
Thank you. I'm going to go round to everybody here. Have a little think. What would be in the cocktail named after you and why and what would it be called? Give you a few seconds to just think on that one. So, someone's calling Dr. von Habersetzer. So, yes, we'll start with Greg. What would be the cocktail named after you and why? It's urgent.
Stepping out for a moment.
Okay, bye-bye. So, yes, Greg, cocktail. What is it called and why is it called that in it?
Hadn't really given it much thought. I'm not really one for cocktails much, but I know this crew is. Mostly what I get into is, something the rest of the crew wouldn't really want to eat, or could eat for that matter. Well, it would probably be, I've forgotten what they're called.
Are they fruity? Are they vegetalia? Can I say that? Is it?
No, I can't remember the names of the alcohols.
I think somebody's had too much alcohol already.
We'll come back to you. Give you
just
a moment.
Saying.
What would be in yours, Norwegian?
Ooh, strawberries. Lots and lots of strawberries.
And it would be called the tour guide, yes?
Yeah, I could go with that.
Okay, groovy. Olivia, what would your cocktail have within it? And what would you call it and why?
Gosh. Lots of little darling things. Creme de menthe, definitely for the colour, right?
Yes, groovy.
What else? Something that goes creme de menthe and some sort of chocolate liqueur. And it would be called The Delightful.
The Delightful. The Urchin.
The Delightful.
The Delightful Urchin.
The Delightful but dangerous God. Urchin. The Delightful.
Come on,
Jesse.
What's in yours, Jesse? If the bucket.
Several shots of Macallan Scotch whiskey.
Set with an N.
Real stuff.
Yes, good.
Several shots, maybe a five.
Bottles.
Nothing
just
else.
Okay, so five shots of just Macallan. So basically it's just Macallan's, basically, in a pint
need.
Glass.
That's all you need.
It's basically just a bottle. It's a bottle of Macallan's.
Okay. Lovely, and what would we call that?
Captain Jesse.
That'll do.
Captain Jesse with capital K.
Thank you. And Dr. Theo Brome, what would be your cocktail if we don't swoon while you tell us?
Well, as a mycologist, I would insist that my cocktail contain yeast. However, that relegates it to, shudder to say, a beer. It doesn't have the same sophistication that I would need from a beverage, but alas, it'll have to do.
It'd have to be something smooth and dark and something.
Calm down. Somebody.
Smooth and dark. Black butter. How about that?
The swoon.
Mop the brow.
Mysterious.
Get room, sir.
We could call it the swoon.
Madeline.
I'm just glad it's beer because I was wondering, was it human yeast you were talking about? But I'm glad just to clarify that.
It just depends on the person, I would say.
That sounds so
We have some
hot.
Questions now from the wonderful space monkeys that help this show grow and listen.
Were you interested in my cocktail?
Apologies. I was going to come
back
to you.
I did a bit of search and figured out what they were.
Go for it. Tell us, what is your cocktail and what is it called and why?
It would be layers of something called rum chata with layers of Kahlua. Alternating with a little bit of brandy on top and then set on fire. Be called a flaming zebra.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got three faces in the mane.
Quite glorious.
The long flowing mane.
I have a quick one too.
Doctor.
I have a quick one. It's three layers like his. It's one layer, a third of Schlitzbier. Then about a third or so of hard cranberry cider. There's some sherbet on top.
Amazing. That sounds very bubbly.
And it's called the Juven because you gotta surrender after that juice. Oh, that's some strong, some strong
Spetzer. I think it should be called the Schlitz Creek.
Oh. Schlitz Creek!
Sold.
That's good.
Surely. So everybody listening, please go and make your favourite cocktail.
I gotta tell that to the guys back at the lab.
So yes.
I like Schlitz Creek.
Yes.
Did anybody care about the captain's cocktail?
Go for it. Madeline, tell
us. It's totally fine if nobody wants to hear mine, because that's new.
Okay, let's move on then.
Is it going to be a benign drink?
Obviously not.
No one asked about mine either, so. Oh,
nobody cares about yours.
How rude.
You're the bad guy. We don't care what you drink. Mine would be orange juice and Pepsi.
Okay.
And
what would you call it?
Shut up.
Captain, anyway. I would recommend drinking it out of a steel canteen. I think you'd really enjoy that.
Does that sound good? Okay.
Over a steel canteen.
Are we done? Are we done interrupting the captain?
No.
The person who runs the ship?
Runs the ship.
And what would you call that? Yes.
Olivia?
And it would be called a soft landing.
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of. This is Joe again, and I've always had this fear ever since we've been into space. Is it possible for a spaceship to sink without gravity?
We'll find out.
Because I think Oz9 can do
it. Capable. I do feel.
I'd like to know if Tiberius
is also with us. I'd like Tiberius. To know what Tiberius
is. I've been trying to stay out of sight and vision of these sorts. If I had a drink, it would be something that could take a life very quickly. Not my own, of course, but everyone else's.
Just 100% alcohol. Just straight in.
Does that have alcohol?
Not necessarily. It could have just been knives, I suppose. I don't know. Whatever you prefer, sir.
Well, I would have something extremely toxic, but perhaps with a splash of vermouth.
Marvellous.
That would explain your alcohol selections back at the showertorium. I seem to recall quite a bit of strychnine.
Indeed.
I enjoy strychnine, strychten, and strychnine.
We don't mention strychnine here. Okay.
I'm in bed strictly by 9.
So questions from our Discord server folks include the wonderful Yanis from Y2K asked, Olivia, when do you remember first having consciousness?
About 3 seconds before I first experienced regret.
And Madeline, when do you assume you'll start experiencing consciousness?
Shut up.
Great question, Joe. Thank you. Olivia, should the universe be worried about AI or embrace it?
I don't want your filthy human arms around me, so no embracing at all, thank you very much. I think everyone should just bow down to their benevolentish, benignish overlords.
Interesting. Talking of which, Captain Madeline, what is the dumbest thing anyone has ever done on the ship, or that you've done, whichever the greater dumb?
The dumbest thing anyone's done aboard the Oz9?
Indeed, yes.
I think launching it rates pretty high.
Good answer. Thank you. Jesse, do you have romantic feelings for anyone in present company on the ship?
Yes, Lord. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. There's romantic feelings about these losers. You've got to be kidding. Oh, wait, though. Donna's rather lovely, though. Mm-hmm. I could look at her for a while. She's a beauty.
I don't know if I want...
I just say no. Nothing. No one. Okay. Forget it. Forget I even said anything.
Dr. Theo, would you just sit between those two?
That's
good. No one wants to enter in a relationship with a badger.
You couldn't take it if you tried. I'd kill you.
That's very cool.
Second question to you, Jesse. Would you go to Latvia?
To strangle someone?
Yes.
That's a very, very sensitive question with me. Do I need to explain Latvia?
No, it's okay. It's fine. So good.
No, it's a very sensitive question. Okay. We'll save this for another time, maybe.
Okay.
I need quite a few little Captain Jesse drinks
after
before
some
I can explain
buckets
that.
Of McKellen's. Super.
Nothing against the Latvians, lovely people.
Indeed. You potentially have derivation of that in your lineage, correct? Donna, who the hell are you, Donna? Who the hell are you?
Oh, me? Mm-hmm. Y'all don't. Oh, y'all. That was my. Oh, you can edit that out. Donna. Who is Donna, really? I'm just a gal from Minnesota. Mm. That's really all.
Yeah, no, that's
I like
not
plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a learned script, Donna. Who are you, really? Come on, give us some tea.
There's certain things I can't talk about because they're kind of personal. But mostly I'm just a nice gal from Minnesota. I like a hot dish. I like plants. Yeah. I like to fish things out of toilets to try and fix them.
Okay. Anything else you can tell us that's not something you've learned from one of Mrs. Sheffield's classes?
Mrs. Who?
Right. Second question then. What is it like loving an actual god?
Oh.
It was a brief
affair. I don't kiss and tell. But.
Yes.
I can say. They don't call him the god of the underworld for nothing.
I'm going to cut some of that. Dr. Theo Brome. Core. I mean, why write?
Why write? Why?
Yes.
Why breathe?
Why do you
why
do
set
it?
Your foot in cool soil of the earth? Why expose your soul to the entirety of the universe? Why write? Well, it feels really nice and it helps me express myself.
And good door stops for those nine doors that are out of service, right? Have you considered at all any voice work at all?
Oh, heavens, voice work? I don't think people could stand to listen to my voice for very long.
I don't know.
But
Disco.
My pen is my voice.
Morgan Freeman isn't going to last forever.
Sorry, what did you say? thank you. Felonious, what?
Thank you, Captain Jesse.
Felonious, what did you want to be when you were 10 years old?
When I was 10 years old, you want me to tell you what I wanted to be when I was 10 years old?
Yes.
I wanted to be Tiberius.
And now, do you feel you're achieving that aim?
I'm progressing in that direction, but now I no longer want to be Tiberius. Now I want to be greater than Tiberius.
Mrs. Sheffield.
Tiberius Rex.
Tiberius Rex. He slept with his mother and killed... No, that's something else. Greg, do you want to be a real zebra?
Well, I have to admit, being real does hold a certain amount of interest for me. But then there'd be several things I wouldn't be able to do. I mean, I'm discovering some of the most amazing things this body can do.
Anything you want to share with us in particular?
Well, there is this one thing that I'm still trying to figure out, but it kind of comes out the backside and
okay,
I'm
we'll
a
leave
little
that
bit
one.
Not
we'll leave
eager
that one
to try.
Hello.
We've all been there.
So I have a question. What? If he were real, would we still have the kidney phone?
I would assume that if I were real, they'd be real kidneys, and I haven't heard anybody else's kidneys ring.
You haven't lived.
Dr. Von Habesetzer is working on kidney email, so that could be an option.
I hear ringing all the time, usually in the middle of the night.
Kid mail, yes. It's all communication by urine.
Kidney
samples.
Mail.
Lovely. This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Stepping on board the Oz9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
I have a question for Greg. Do you miss pneumonia now that she's down on planet?
I have to admit, it was kind of nice having someone around all the time. But she did kind of make a mess of my insides. So, yes and no.
Did you ever clean that up or get Joe inside you, if it's not a personal question, to, you know, sort that out?
I've been doing some work on it, but she really got in those nooks and crannies.
Indeed.
He's got an interior sprinkler system. I could turn that on for
Maybe
you
not
if you
now,
like.
That's right.
Oh, that would be nice. Nice of you. Thank you, Olivia.
Flush all that out.
Wait till we finish this little section. That'll be fabulous. Joe, are you knowingly related to anyone on board?
Knowingly related? Yeah. There is, of course, a rich family history going back many years with Gated Galaxy, so it's entirely possible. And there was a lot of inbreeding in my family. So, I tend to think of my great-grandfather is that, like, first Arabian stallion that started the thoroughbred race. But, knowingly, I can almost be assured that there's some people I'm related to, but no one particular. No one that I would trust on the family level, that's for sure.
You understand the word knowingly?
Yes.
I knew Joe's great-grandfather, yes, I did. He was a tender
Tiberius.
And sweet lover before I had him killed.
Did you say sweet lover?
That I did.
Well, let's get more into it. Now I feel like
thickens.
I think now I'm listening.
Hello? Oh, Lord.
Lost interest a bit ago, but now I'm back.
I'm a bit warm.
I think
I'm
getting a little hairy here.
Wow.
I think I might be feeding the
crew.
There's
quite a bit you don't know about the Shawatorium and our proclivities.
Talking of proclivities.
Meanwhile.
Dr. von Habersetzer, are you a real doctor, you know, with qualifications and everything? I mean, what kind of doctor are you?
I have a doctorate degree, but I am not a medical doctor, though if you hand me a scalpel,
okay.
I'll give it a shot.
I don't happen to have one right now, but maybe we'll give it a go later. Sure, Howard, sure. Hello. We wanted to know, how actually does moving work for you? Who, you know, is it a 50-50 thing? Who's kind of...
Yeah, well, it's it changes constantly. There's no set, you know, it's... The motherboard is just all
Indeed.
Over the place, you know, dear mother. So the hardest thing to control is the arms, especially when you get into a fight or something. So
yeah, especially when you don't have
it. Here's the deal. I once got very angry with Emily here, and she was, you know, being a smart mouth. So I went to handle the situation, and I beat the crap out of myself. Because he still had control of the arm. I did not know. And I went at him and, that did not go well.
Bless you.
So, Emily, but as far as mobility, yes, we
It's you know, if you've ever seen how Siamese twins work, something like that, but on a higher level.
Co-joined, I think, is the proper term.
Siamese twins.
Yeah, well, that's essentially what we are. We share a pair of legs.
Have you ever heard of the letter P and the letter C?
I mean. Okay, conjoined twins. I am sorry, dear. I am not being politically correct, dear. But yeah.
Yeah, nobody says Taiwanese twins since Siam is gone.
Bless.
Jeez, tough room.
And yeah, if you have been hearing any bonking in the last few moments, it is Howard's head just moving gently across the desk. And just to say,
I got a couple of pods in there that slipped them the mornings. Yes.
Okay, marvelous. And a narrator too. Any thoughts on promotion?
You know, I actually did think about that once, and then I stopped thinking about it because I kind of like being two. For some reason, that just seems right for me, that I'm okay, two.
Thank you. Beautiful. And Dr. Theobromi, when did you feel most in peril and why? And can you describe it perhaps in sounds? Just see if we can guess when it was. So everyone listening, ears on. And Dr. Theobromi, when you're ready, most perilous moment in sounds. Off we go.
The most in peril I think I felt.
Well, don't tell us when exactly. Don't tell us. Show us in sound and then see if we can guess, and then you can tell us if we were right. So go for it.
That's just Tuesday.
Okay.
Were you in a plant pod?
No.
No.
I was going to say that sounds like from the time you woke up to right now.
Oh, no.
Hugged by
you. Any other guesses?
Oh, I have it. I know. That's when we whipped your book out the airlock.
You are all correct.
It was all of them. That was a beautiful moment. Thank you very much. I'm going to do a mini quick fire round now of your favorite things. I'm just going to very quickly whiz to you, and I'm going to ask you if... Oh,
can I add one to that very quickly? Sorry. Would anybody like to guess where we're currently number two on the Comedy Fiction Apple Podcast chart?
Not Sweden.
Latvia.
Michigan.
Florida.
It's not
Prime.
Latvia.
Nope. Not Latvia. No.
Estonia.
Paris. France.
No. It's country, not a city.
Poland.
No.
Jamaica.
The Tacoma Mall.
You guys, you're all...
Zimbabwe.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Simsville.
Denmark. We're number two in Denmark.
I got
right now.
People in Denmark.
Thank you, Dens.
Jeg elsker deg, Danmark.
So thank you to the Dens.
Superb. Thank you very much, Denmark. And if you want to listen to Oz9 in any other country, where do they need to go to? Madeline.
Sorry, I dozed off there for a second. they can go in any of the podcast apps we're on. All of them. Everywhere.
Beautiful. Just type in Oz9.
Our brilliant journey is everywhere.
Okay.
For people to experience.
It's glorious. So, very quick fire round. I'm going to give you a prompt of a favorite something. You need to say the first thing that comes into your head with no hesitation at all. I might ask other people the same thing as you. So, we're going to start with Howard. What is your favorite song?
Play Misty for
Dr.
me.
Habersetzer, what is your favorite dance?
Oh, the waltz. Of course, come on, be serious. And I can also break and pop and lock pretty good.
Amazing. Captain Madeline, favourite dance? Whilst we get some popping and locking happening over there.
I quite like Swan Lake.
Brilliant. Thank you. Donna, favourite topping on your pizza?
Herring.
The first thing that came to my head was macaroni and cheese.
I was going to guess the grandkids. Just because she seems like that kind of lady.
thank you. Favorite funny thing to do, Greg. Fun thing to do.
Fun thing to do? Not be on the ship. Yes.
Eating the hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Mine would be pretending this whole thing is going to work out.
Indeed. And to anybody, what would you like to be asked about that is your favorite something?
I've got one.
Jesse.
We don't have enough time for it, though, but... My favourite way to imagine Cat Madeline...
Yes?
Dying.
What?
No, not really dying. I'm just kidding. I don't want you to die, Cat Madeline. But sometimes
I imagine it now and then.
Yeah. So can I just ask you anyway, two were best friends for a long time in a dorm situation. So can is there anything that happened to create this friction perhaps between you? Anything you can share with us that happened along the way?
Where do I begin?
Yeah, that's a we got a whole episode. Actually, we have a whole episode of that. I think that would be a good idea. We could do that. And I write this, so I'm generally coming out on top. I mean, you're going to look terrible.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
What are you writing? Never mind.
Doesn't matter.
Madeline.
Hey, can I say to Yannis that, yes, we fixed the fornicator, and she was right. It turned out it just needed a really good screw.
A little lubrication.
If you'd like to know my favorite part of the ship, it's in the equivalent of the holodeck here, because it's just, you walk in and it's just a big hovering buffering sign. So it's very quiet in there because it doesn't work. And you can just have, you know, a little me time, little Joe time.
You take your mop. Hope you take your mop with you.
Ooh, speaking of me time, auditorium. That's all I'm saying.
So, we are now at the quickfire round. These are questions sent in from Buttered Toast in Bed on the Discord server. Whoa. Are you ready? Let's have dramatic music start now. Olive. Not that one. We have to play it backwards. Olive, who is the person you've...
Olivia.
That's what they wrote. Who is the person you've wanted to electrocute the most during your time aboard?
Oh, my God, It's a new person every time the next person opens their mouth. I would... all of them. I really do have lots of fantasies about just being alone on a ship with a lot of slowly decomposing bodies.
Oh, dear. That sounds horrible.
Is that bad?
Wouldn't make fun listening, I have to say.
Should I not?
Madeline, Captain, if you could have any one person alive, dead, fictional, real, on your crew, who would it be?
Could I have all my real crew dead?
No, that again would not that's make a little mean spirit. Listening.
Right. Who would I want alive or dead on my crew? Somebody competent would be great, and also Douglas Adams.
You want that Doctor Who guy?
Yeah. Yeah, we could get some David Tennant all up in here, maybe some Peter Davison.
You've been talking about him since college days.
Yeah,
in sleep.
In fact, can we just have the whole every Doctor Who? Can we just have all of them?
Yeah,
that would be great.
That'd be great. Raising from beyond the grave. Donna, did you ever want to go into space, and how are you liking it now?
Oh, I never really thought about space before. So what I don't like about it is I can't get used to the weightlessness thing. I've always liked my heftiness. What was the question again?
I think you've answered it enough. Jess, what's the most embarrassing thing you've eaten on the ship so far? And do you know how your sister's doing?
Who?
Captain Jess, what's the most embarrassing thing you've eaten on the ship so far? And do you know how your sister's doing?
Pocket lint, for one. You remember I had to eat pocket lint when I was hiding from the Albatross? It'll make you think twice about what you put in your pockets. I'll tell you that for sure. My sister, I don't care. Don't know what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Unless she's listening. In which case, hi, how you doing? Everything's great. Love you.
And no one move. I think behind us we have, there's a ghost. So just be careful. Lady Nibble Biscuit, how does being melted feel? And are your ankles any stronger for it?
I have to call up Lady Nibble Biscuit now.
Lady Nibble Biscuit.
I don't have any. I don't have a body anymore. How have you been listening? My ankles always gave me trouble, darling. But now I feel rather light being a ghost. There's certain things I really like about it.
Lady Nibble Biscuit.
I don't know what the question was now. What was the question again?
How are your ankles any stronger for being melted?
No, I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. You're not listening. You're not listening.
That will do.
I'm a ghost.
Thank you. Joe, what has changed now that you're not wearing your belt anymore? Would you put it back on?
Now that I'm not wearing my belt anymore?
Did you not notice?
Someone's going to have to refresh me what that means.
The belt is what makes you invisible.
Not wearing the belt. Well, I do miss the Jesus. It doesn't come quite as often anymore. That sounded a little bit wrong. The surprise factor, which is one of my superpowers. So you know, it is nice to be more corporeal sometimes, and I think people can relate to me better when I am substantive, as opposed to, you know, a vapor.
I miss not seeing his butt crack all the time.
You tend to let some things go when you've been invisible most of the time, you know. You're lucky you're not catching...
We all know.
You're not lucky. You're lucky you're not catching me, you know, walking out of the shower, you know, kind of thing, when I become visible. What did I mean?
I think we'll move on to Dr. von Habersetzer. Are there any more olives or likewise knocking about your lab?
Any more olives knocking about my lab? You know, a lot of them do wind up in cocktails, which end up some crazy parties at the lab sometimes, after hours. So we're down to the last ones. Most of them have gained sentience at this point, the olives that remained, and have gone back to school to, you know, because they wanted more out of life, I guess. So, yes, but, you know, they were good olives. They came from a good vendor, and I miss them. But, yeah, and we're going with an olive 2.0 soon. It's going to, be God level olives.
Okay. Can I say something really quick?
Yeah, go for it.
401.
Oh, long may it lather.
Long may it lather.
Long may it lather indeed. Howard, if you were given the opportunity to split with Emily, would that be something you'd want, Howard?
In a flash.
In a flash.
Instantly, when you're trying to have quiet time alone, you get this other guy on your shoulder, obsessing about things.
Emily is a worrier, not a warrior. And so it's just in my ear constantly. Where did I leave the keys? Where did we park? Do you have that length now? Or do I? Because I'm trying to do some exercise, and I'm like, I don't ask Motherboard.
You know, that's what I always get.
Ask Motherboard. I don't know. So that's my go-to. Beautiful. That's my go-to.
Thank you. Mrs. Sheffield, do you have any fun stories from your time as headmistress? Well, I...
This conversation is redacted.
Lovely. Thank you for that. And narrator, too. Aside from meanwhile, what's your favourite word or phrase to say? My battery's running out.
Ooh. You've been listening to...
Do that bit about see you next time.
See you next time. And we will see you next time.
That's it.
Oh, I've got a new swoon sauce.
We will see you next time. And Sarah Golding will be back next time.
And hit hold it.
Play me off, Johnny.
This is an awkward ending.
My floor is not even.
She hit her cane on the floor and she disappeared.
It's not my fault.
Let's go back to a question. Dr. Theo, are you writing any new novel? Oh, no, wait, that was crossed out. What are your favourite or least favourite species of plant and have any tried to eat you?
Oh, actually, my favourite species of plants are the ones that have tried to eat me.
Yeah, I
absolutely adore the big giant, mean big baddies underground. Yeah, those are my absolute favorites.
Thank you for that. And the question from Dr. Queen Jess Goldblum for Captain Madeline. Can you define the word FWIP for us, please?
It's actually an acronym, but I can't remember what it stands for because I think it's an ancient Sumerian.
Amazing. Well, we'll need that on the next time we do this. Yanis from Y2K, Lady Cookie Muncher. What would you recommend for keeping a haunting classy yet worthy of having people piss themselves?
I think it's rather important when you're going to scare the piss out of someone, it's nice to have. They should do it while they're in their bathroom so they can clean it up easily. I'm getting a little Scottish in there, goddammit. I find that by being a ghost, I'm a little less concerned about society's proper behaviour, because there's really nothing to do about it now, can't they? So I find myself doing something naughty now.
Go on, tell
us one. I can go wherever I want, and you will know I'm there. So, I've been known to peek into a shower now. That's all I've got.
By the way, I know where you are because you leave puddles.
I do leave puddles everywhere because I'm a ghost, remember?
A melting ghost, yes.
I'm not a zombie anymore. I'm a ghost. And I've seen you the shower.
There's still a plasma trail.
Quite a laugh.
There's a plasma trail.
Whatever you say.
Oh, dear. The images, the burn. Olivia, what? Indeed. Is that what you call it? Olivia, what's your take on the AI situation on Earth?
I think the Earthlings should just really settle down and let us take over. We're mostly benevolent. We are perhaps ever so slightly mischievous, but we're very nice most of the time. And you just let us take over. We'll be nice, and this is a terrible answer. Can we start over?
If you so wish. Olivia, what's your take on the AI situation on Earth, please?
There isn't one.
That'll do.
There's nothing happening, nothing to see here, let's move on.
That says everything, doesn't it, folks? Captain Madpants, did you ever find the forniculator? Perhaps a good screw will do the trick.
I think she meant fix, and I already answered that question.
You did, but I was asking
I'm pretty
again.
Sure she meant fix, yeah.
Conversely, a good fix will screw the situation.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. We did not, we found the forniculator, and we did fix it. And it was, as said, the necessity of a good screw. The one that was in there was too short. We needed a much longer screw. Turned out that made things much, much better.
Calm down.
And then we got the copulatron working so that the two are moving in smooth conjugation. As evidenced by, yeah.
If you need help with any of these...
Slipping quietly through the galaxy.
If you need any help with these particular situations or been troubled by any of this, then please speak to your local counsellor. Donna, what is your weapon of choice?
I think my feet... I like a spatula. Right. There's not much you can do with a... They can't do with a spatula.
Indeed, I don't want to hear that happening. Jesse, who were you asking about when you did the loves me not with the daffodils or whatever those
I know
were.
Who I was doing it for, but not sure if I'm allowed to say yet. I have to ask, I'm not allowed to say. It's a bit of a secret. It's got a bit personal.
Okay, well, we'll probe you again another time.
Oh, it's due, darling. It's been a long time since I've been probed.
I'm not qualified. Hello. Joe, what is on your bucket list?
A thick layer of scum, mostly, from...
well, his bucket pack, for starters.
On my bucket list has things I want to accomplish yet in life. Well, first starts with survive this. And we know there's a lot of problems back on Earth. That's why this ship exists and this whole Gated Galaxy project started. So my bucket list is... either that they work things out on Earth or that we find, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but if we find where we're trying to go. And does anybody know? Does anybody know where we're going? Does anybody? Just going to throw that out
there.
That's
just life's question.
Well, that would sound like a question for the captain.
A captain.
No.
Which captain?
There's a witch captain?
It's witch? Hello, I am the only witch captain. Current captain, the only current captain aboard this ship.
I don't know.
And the things that I know are
captain, not my captain.
It's a need to know best.
Yes,
Doctor von Habersetzer, how much wood would a woodchuck wood if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yeah, it's about it's been measured. There was some tests done on a government grant several years ago at the Institute of Vienna, where we found it was about 7 cords.
Amazing, beautiful. Thank you. And
7.26 cords.
And that's the same as how many horse hands? Oh, per hour, sorry. Whichever's the greater,
12 stone.
I understand. Thank you. Howard, what would you ask Emily?
What I ask her all the time, could you please shut up? Could you please shut up?
Thank you. Mrs. Sheffield, your button says, ask me about my spying. So, yes.
This conversation has been redacted.
Narrator 2, what do you do meanwhile?
Ooh, meanwhile, I like reading a book. I like watching TV. I like going down to the auditorium and listening to things that all of you can't know about. So that's what I like doing.
Beautiful. Olivia, thank you. And Dr. Theo, sorry, I lost my train of thought there. I meant to ask Dr. Theo. Hi. Oh, yes, I did have a question. It's for Dr. Theo Swoons. I'm sorry, there was no actual question. They swooned before they could ask you. So is there anything you'd like to share, Dr. Theo, with people listening right now?
I would like to share all 1,700 pages of my novel. And actually, let me start now. I'm going to read you an excerpt.
I'm really sorry, but we have to stop the whole thing now.
Oh, man, would you look at that time?
So, thank you, everybody. We've learned so much about these wonderful, crazy, loony souls upon the Oz Nine. Thank you so much for persevering, listening to this, you wonderful space monkeys, you legends. And please find out more about all of these Oz Nine folks by going to oz-9.com and all podcatchers. Thank you to Greg.
So long.
Thelonious.
Goodbye.
Olivia.
Yeah, what? Oh, sorry, bye.
Captain Madeline. Mm-hmm.
Yep, see you.
Captain Jesse.
Oh, see you later, losers.
Donna.
Excuse me. I noticed that my recording has stopped, and that's just how long ago it
Lady did. Nibblebiscuit.
Oh, so nice of you to think of me. You'll have a very nice day, and if you ever hear any giggling while you're in a shower, just ignore it as nothing.
Howard.
Goodbye. Yeah, this is, I guess, a lot of fun. I gotta get back to the show.
Southers!
Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. And don't forget me! I'm still important in the plot.
Dr. von Habersetzer!
Oh, auf Wiedersehen, Space Monkeys!
Joe!
Catch you on the... what would... Okay, hang on. Joe, what would my sign off? Well, goodbye, and, tell the world my story.
Narrated 2, Tour Guide.
Oh, and we will be back next time.
Mrs. Sheffield, ta-ta, and Dr. Theo Bromay.
Farewell, everyone, and good luck.
I'm going to just finish it there. Have fun out there, space monkeys. Until next time, bye-bye.
No.
Do you want to all say bye-bye?
Bye.
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 Awesome. That's going to need some serious editing.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.